Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Challah Daf Yutes in the Ois V'Hadar edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the third line from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, talk about Yerovam. He was a king of Am Yisrael. He was a Rasha. But the Torah says that he did something. What did he do? Hu yishiv es kavul Yisrael milavoy chamatz ad yam ha'aravo. He returned back the border of Am Yisrael from these locations. Levoy Chamas is Yam Arovo. K'tivar Hashem l'kei Yisrael, like Hashem said, Shadiber b'yad avdoy Yoino b'ramisei Anovi, when Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yoino the Novi, Asher migas ha'chofer, that comes from that place called Gas ha'chofer. Achefer. Says, so Rav Chanan Yeramano, explain, what does it mean that Yerovam brought back these lands? What are we talking about? What Yeshua conquered, and then it was conquered back by Melech Aram, came Yerovam and conquered it back. Another one said, much more than what Yeshua kibesh, he conquered. He conquered new areas, new territory. There is a brisa that helps Ramona, because it says there, Yomim Kolim Osu Yisrael Bo Yisoharetz. There was only a short time that Am Yisrael were in this land that they conquered, until it was conquered back by Melech Asher. So Bishlam, if this is a new land that Yerovam got, and it wasn't from the time of Yeshua, so Am Yisrael was there for very short. But if it's the land, the same territory that Yeshua had, it wasn't Yomim Kolim, they were there for a long time. Says the Gemara now, offer chutzot shebo l'suyo na'asek esuyo. You bring earth from chutzorts into Suyo, so it becomes like Suyo. What's it in Suyo? In Suyo, you have in Shumas and Maises midirabonon. Now midiraiso. And one of Kamina is, as we saw in previous Masechtas, that if a Jew owns it, it's chayav Shumas and Maises. If a Goy owns it, there's no Shumas and Maises. It's only a din derabonon. Yotza bishom lekan, once it leaves Syria to go to Eretz Yisrael, Nischayev, it's chayev midoraiso. The Gemara now quotes the Mishnah. Umar Avyudah Mosai Bizman Shasfina Gusheshes. What is Avyudah saying? That if you have offer coming from Chutzlots to Eretz Yisrael, and it's on a boat, and the boat is floating in the water, says Avyudah, it's not chayev in Maisus. Unless the boat is touching the bottom of the water, touching the earth below the water. So explains the Gemara. Umar Avchagai, Avyudah Kedaiti. Avyudah goes to Shitosui. Avyudah holds the water ain't b'mamish. Well, what does it mean? So Reb Chaim explains like this. Even when the water is touching the ground, there's still some water between the boat and the ground. Why is that not a hefsek between the boat and the ground? So says the Gemara, because Avyudah holds the water is not a hefsek. Where do we see that? We see that in Maseches Beitza. It says over there that if you have two people that own a dough, one has the flour, one has the spices, so they both considered to be the owners. Nafkamini legabe eruvin. That if both of them own the dough can only go where both of them can go. So let's say the first owner did an eruv to the north. It could go to the north 4,000 amma. And the second owner, she did a eruv to the south. It go to the south 4,000 amma. You can't move the dough out of the city, because one owner belongs to the south side, and one owner belongs to the north side. So in other words, you have to consider the owners regarding Eruvin. It says if you know, if one of the owners owns the water ain't b'mamish. The water is not considered to be an ownership in the dough. So one understands right now that the water of the dough is compared to the water beneath the boat. And the same with the water in the dough is not, that's not important. Also the water beneath the boat is not important, and therefore, and we don't care that there's some water between the boat and the ground. So the more that you test it with base. This doesn't work with his shita Maseches Beitza. Because according to that, so why do you say when the boat is floating, so then it's not considered to be connected to the ground? The only thing between the boat and the ground is the water. You say water in b'mamish. So why only when gusheshes, when the boat is touching the ground, you are not considering the water, but when it's floating, you are considering the water? So the Gemara is going to go and explain in a moment what is really Rabbi Yehuda's sheet regarding the boat. And as Rabbi Chaim points out, it's very different in the case of the dough. So that's the first of all, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the boat is not touching the ground, it's floating, So then what? Maaser seyo mehalocha. The mice is only with the rabbanon. Toyin yimena alatis sheinu nakuf, mehalatis sheinu nakuf aleo. So you do tshuva mitzvah from it on a not perforated plant, so which is not connected directly to the ground. So then it doesn't have a din of a, it doesn't have a din of a, chiyu maisus deraisa. It's only derabanan. So you do from the boat to the boat is said to be also derabanan. You can do maisus from there to otzis sheinu nakuf. As the Gemara explains, kadosh tanis we found in the baiso. Otzis sheinu nakuf maasoyis of mehalocha. The maisus is only a din derabanan. The truma also ain't a medamas. Even though usually truma that falls into chulin makes it medumo. The whole mixture is usur. This truma is only derabanan. Does not cause a dimor. Someone ate it, doesn't have to pay the extra 25% the one pays for eating truma. So the Gemara of Hilo B'Sharam Blazer, Hilo Senim Rablazer. Someone who buys a perforated plant in Surya, which means that it is yoinik, it is nurturing from the ground. Even though they did not purchase the land beneath it, or if it's in a cave, so the karka, the land, the earth, which is above it, and that still belongs to a guy. Still, still, because it's nurturing from the ground, and he's chav and meiser and shvis with the rabbanon. Even though it's being held in the ear above two poles, it's not mamash connected to the ground. There's ear between the plant and the earth. Agrees to that. So if so, if Rabbi agrees that the ear is not space in between, so why should a boat be different? Why by a boat, Rabbi Yehuda says, has to be gesheshes? So now the Gemara gets to it. The boat is not because of the space in between, not because of the water or air in between, but because the boat is not standing, it's moving. When the boat is on the water, it moves from place to place. That's why it's not considered to be nurturing from the ground. But if it's gesheshes, if it's connected to the earth in the bottom, and it's now moving, so then it does journey from the ground. And an atzitz, which is on yesedios, on poles, it is journey from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda does agree there is a yiniko even when there's a space in between. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo, Daf Yutes.